Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, y'all. On this week's episode of the Rise Together podcast, we are actually bringing my friend, my good friend, Trent Shelton, and his podcast straight up into the Rise Together feed. Trent, if you don't know him, my goodness, is one of the brightest lights working in the world today. He is so full of fire. He is someone who can motivate you. He's someone who can encourage you. And he has a podcast called Straight Up that every single week pours light into people right when they need it and just exactly how they need it. So I'm excited for you to get a taste, maybe for the first time, of one of, again, the most incredible people walking the planet today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Trent Shelton and his podcast, Straight Up. Happy Thanksgiving.
What up, y'all? It is Friday for me. Obviously, when you listen to this, it's going to be Wednesday. Like, Wednesday has become Straight Up Wednesday. Like, I love Wednesday because you guys are always showing so much love. I'm always eager to see what you took from the podcast. I'm like, yes, they got that part. Oh, wow, they had this breakthrough. I didn't even realize that. So keep sharing. Shout out to the new listeners. Let me stop being rude. Shout out to the new listeners. It's your first time listening. You have, including this episode, you have 13 episodes to catch up on. Okay, so make sure you listen to them all. This is episode 13, and today we're going to talk about one of my superpowers. And I believe it's a superpower of everybody who becomes legendary.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, Straight Up.
I know that you have this superpower, so I'm going to introduce you to the superpower in a second. But I want to talk about something real quick about routines, okay? We're going to spend about 2 minutes on this. But the power of routines is crucial for your life. Everybody that I know that's legendary, everybody I know that lives at a high level, does, you know, legendary things, they have routines. When I played football, I had a routine. I had certain socks, certain underwear, certain ways I tied my shoes, a certain song I listened to, a certain way I warmed up, because it programmed my mind to know that it's game time. It programmed my mind to know that it's time to be legendary. It's time to show up. It's time to make the world respect your greatness. And so I developed that. I took that and put that in my personal life. And I'm going to be real with you, transparent. There's days where I don't do it. And those days that I don't do it, they're pretty much average days. But the days that I do it, like today, right before this pod, every time I do a podcast, I have a routine. I have my routine to make sure I show up in the most legendary way possible, because I don't, you know, some people just do podcasts just to do it. Like, I take this stuff serious. Like, I really want to impact your life, change your perspective. Like, I take this stuff seriously, as you can tell by the tone of my voice. And so I want to challenge you. Maybe you have a routine, and if you don't, I want to challenge you to develop something in your life that lets you know every single day that it's game time, right? It's time to show up. It's time to make the world respect your greatness. It's time to create something great. It's time to do something different. It's time to take your life to the next level. It's time to help other people take their lives to the next level, right? You got to have those triggers to let you know that it's time to go. We have triggers in our life. We have triggers that make us angry, triggers that make us happy. Some of us consciously or subconsciously, or we don't even know that we're doing these things. And so one of the mantras that I have for my life is this saying. I'm going to share it with you. You can take it, you can flip it, you can do your own thing, but it's a mantra that keeps me accountable, right? It's a mission statement for my life, for my day, that keeps me accountable. I want to share this with you right quick. So listen, This is exactly how it goes. You can like take it if you want to, you can flip it. But I say this, I try to say it every single day. Okay, I'm not gonna say I do it every single day because I'll be lying. But when I don't do it, like I said, I have average days. When I do it, it sets my day up for greatness. So here it is. At this very moment, I'm making a pledge to take full responsibility over my life. I will no longer use past circumstances nor current situations as an excuse not to be who I know I can become. I completely understand where I'm at today and where I go or don't go tomorrow is solely based upon my actions or the lack thereof. I now know the best way to hold myself back is blaming others for doing so. And the best way to accomplish my goals in life is understanding that I am the only person that can truly hold myself back. I understand that I will never hear my yes by fearing the word no. And I will never catch my dreams by dodging hard work. I will never let results hinder my purpose. And I will never change who I am just to satisfy others. I will live my words by letting my actions speak. Because I understand the only way to lead is to lead through my feet and not through my tongue. I will not stop until I reach my finish line because quitting is not an option for us rehabbers. I know most people make a choice to change, but today I am that few who has made a commitment to that choice. I know through faith, consistency, and dedication, every dream is reached. And I also know that after every struggle rests the reward. So the pain is just a mile marker to my destination of success. It's time to make the world respect your greatness, right? This is something that I tell myself every single day, right? I see it every single day. And like I said, the days that I don't do it, my days are average. So I try my best to tap into this before I step on stage or before I do a podcast. So like create something in your life that triggers you to operate in greatness. Create something in your life that triggers you to step up to the plate. Create something in life, a mantra that triggers you to face your fears. And as a side note, we haven't even gotten into the episode yet. As a side note, I want to encourage everybody listening to this. And this is like the thing that most influencers or speakers or leaders wouldn't say, but I'm going to say it. I don't want to be your hero. Okay? I don't want you to idolize me. I don't want to be put on a pedestal, any of that. I don't want to be your hero because I'm your peer. Like, I want you to look at my life and be inspired and be like, man, if Trent can do that, I can do that too. But the thing that I'm seeing in this social media age is that a lot of people are allowing social media just to have them sit back and be a watcher. It's like you just sitting in the bleachers, watching other people live their dreams, watching other people play their game of life. And you're okay with that. Like, you're okay with somebody else just being your hero. I'm not saying you can't have heroes. You can't have people you look up to. But when I was younger, I learned this at a young age. And maybe it was just me being different. But I had people that I looked up to. But I always told myself, I just don't want to look up to them. I want to either meet them, I want to play against them, or I want to be greater than them. And that was just my mindset. I wasn't good with just watching other people live their dreams. I wanted to live mine. I wasn't good with just helping other people build their dreams. Hence why I never probably had a 9-to-5. I wanted to build my own dreams. So I want to challenge everybody listening to this. Like, get out of the business of just watching other people do it. And I get it. Supporting other people is great. I appreciate the support. But what I want most is you to actually go explore your dreams. Is you to actually go give greatness to the world. I want you to check into the game of your life. I don't just want you to sit back and watch me live it. I want you to go do it. Okay? Please. And so as we get into this episode today, the thing that I want to talk about, okay, the thing that changed my life, the reason why you're listening to this podcast right now, the reason why you see me travel the world, the reason why you've seen video views get over a billion, all these things, it comes down to this word, consistency. And I know that's a simple word. And listen, today could be one of those podcasts where I talk about all this, you know, stuff that sounds great and it's like a great framework. And listen, with straight up, I'm being straight up with you. I want to break down anything in the most simplest form to give you no excuse not to be able to do it. I want you to understand this about consistency. Consistency equals legendary, okay? There's not a legendary person in this world, a person that you look up to, a person that you admire, that hasn't been consistent, right? Consistency means, write this definition down. Consistency means that you anchor your actions in greatness, okay? In greatness, not mediocre, not average, not any of that. You anchor your actions in greatness. So daily, not sometimes, not when I feel like it. So daily, you produce nothing less than your very best. Okay? In this journey of life, in this journey of your dreams, in this journey of meeting the greatest you, in this journey of taking your life to the next level, you have to understand this fact. Small steps daily, okay? This is the part of being consistent. Small steps daily will lead to where your destination rests. Okay, a lot of times we think it's about talent. Okay, talent is a part of it, but I'm gonna break it down to let you know talent is not all of it. Talent is a part of, I'm not the most talented speaker in the world. There's people that's way more talented than me. When I played sports, I wasn't the most talented receiver in my city. I wasn't probably the most talented receiver on my team in high school. But one thing for sure is I was the most consistent, okay? There's room for consistency. I remember we had this guy in high school, hope he's not listening to this, by the way, but on my basketball team, he was uber talented. He was super talented, probably the most talented player on our team, but he never really played. And I'll tell you why, because we couldn't trust him. We didn't know if he was gonna give 30 points or 30 turnovers. And more likely than not, he was gonna give us 30 turnovers. So the bench was a great place for him because he couldn't consistently deliver, okay? Football, for you football heads out there, if it's third down, who do you think the quarterback's going to go to? Somebody that's talented that might catch the ball, right? That has butterfingers, but they might make big plays every now and then. Or is the quarterback going to go to that person that for sure, they might not be the fastest, they might not be the strongest, but for sure they're going to catch the ball on third down. Consistency, listen to this. Consistency makes you a go-to person. When you're consistent, you become reliable, okay? When you're reliable, you become a trustworthy person. The question I want to ask you right now, and you need to ask yourself this, can people trust you to deliver? Again, the reason why you come to my page every single day, the reason why you come to this podcast is because you trust that I'm going to deliver something that's going to impact your life. And the reason why you trust me to do it is because I've been consistent for the last decade in my message. The problem that happens with most people in this world is that when the results don't show up, their consistency turns off for most people. And most people come with an on and off switch, right? One minute it's this, the next minute it's that. One minute they're about going for their dreams, the next minute they can care less about it. One minute and they switch so much. And they switch so much that for one, they don't even know who they are because they're constantly trying to be something. But on the flip side, people don't know who they are. They don't know what they can get from you. If people don't know what they can get from you, I promise you they're not gonna come to you for it. And we can challenge this right now. The reason why you go to certain things in your life, on the most basic level, the reason why you go to certain things in your life, the reason why you go to certain places to eat, the reason why you listen to certain people online, the reason why you go to your favorite hairstylist, the reason why you go to your favorite masseuse, in anything, it's because they're consistent. I promise you this. It's because you know what you're going to get from them. For the ladies, our men listening to this, ladies listening to this, think about your hair. Like, you can have somebody who's talented with your hair, right? They might kill it. Be like, oh man, look at my hair. It's fire. You get the haircut, look at my edge up. Woo! But then you go the next two times, they mess up your hair or they mess up your edge up. They mess up your haircut. You're not going to go to them because you're not going to risk. You don't know, right? You don't know what you're going to get from them. And people don't know what they're going to get from you. I promise you, they are not going to go to you. You don't get in the Hall of Fame by being inconsistent. I hope that you listen to me with that. You don't get in the Hall of Fame by being inconsistent. You don't become legendary by being inconsistent. And just because you're talented doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame. Do you know how many people, like, you don't get your jersey in the Raptors by being inconsistent. You don't get your jersey in the Raptors by just being talented. There's so many talented people that never make it to the NBA. I know people in my neighborhood that was cold in football, that was way better than me, that never made it to college, never even played high school ball. Why? Because they were inconsistent. You don't become legendary by being inconsistent. You become legendary by being consistent. Now, yes, if you match up talent and consistency, woo, that's when you get those special type of people that become like those one of ones, that becomes the 1% because they match both. But I want to tell you, consistency will make up where your talent lacks. I promise you this. It will make up for you where your talent lacks. So if you want to be Hall of Fame in your life, whatever that is, a Hall of Fame mom, a Hall of Fame dad, a Hall of Fame speaker, a Hall of Fame bringing greatness to the world, a Hall of Fame athlete, whatever it is, if you tap into the power of consistency, I promise you, it will increase the chances of you making it to that Hall of Fame, whatever that is. It will increase the chance of you becoming legendary. But you can't just show up when you feel like it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A part of being consistent is that you got to show up regardless. You got to show up when it's hard. You got to show up when you're tired. You got to show up when nobody's showing up for you. You have to still show up and be consistent in it. That's what creates legendary people. Okay, so again, ask yourself this question. Can people trust you to deliver? Your results will reflect the consistency of your choices. So if I look at your life right now, all your life is a reflection of the consistency of your choices. So whatever it is, because some of us, we live in this blame and complain mindset, the thing that I talk about so much, and nobody supports me or nobody likes what I do. Are you consistent at what you do? Are you consistent at the message you deliver? Are you consistent at the product you create? All right, the reason why y'all wear a certain pair of shoes, like I'm at the age now, 35, I used to be like, oh man, like I like the shoe because they look. As you get older, a lot of y'all listening to this know this, shoot, I like the shoe because of the consistency, how it feel. So I don't care how this shoe looks, I care about how it feels. I'm at that age now where feeling is the thing for me. Like, I want to know how something feels, like how a bed feels, how a shirt feels. Like, I'm really big on that. I don't care about how it looks. I care about the consistency, how it feels. And so when I know something, it feels good, I'm going to keep going to that thing. When I know what I'm going to get, I'm going to keep going to that thing. It reminds me of high school. And y'all teachers are going to laugh at this one. And some of you, maybe you were this person too. Like, you have the teacher's pet, right? The teacher's pet is the person that does everything for the teacher. Most of the students don't like this person because they feel like, oh, they're a suck up or whatever. Like, I respect them because they're consistent. The teacher is going to pick out the person. And I was never this person. The teacher is going to pick out the person to, like, you know, go do the hall stuff, like go to the office or go get this from me. I was never that person because the teacher knew that if they sent me to the office, that wasn't going to be my only destination. I was going to go to the vending machine. I was going to go to my friend's classroom and look through the mirror and start moonwalking and dancing, cracking everybody up. I was going to go to the bathroom. I was going to go to the gym and shoot basketball for a minute. Like, I was the kid that would not just do the job. And so my teacher couldn't trust me at all. They knew that I wasn't the person. The teacher is picking out the person that's going to go right to the office and right back, right? Because that person is trustworthy. And some of you right now are thinking, like, I just can't be consistent. You know, I have a consistency problem and all these things. That's a lie. And yes, I'm calling you a liar right now. And some of you are like taking offense. It's okay. We all are liars at some times in our life. But I want to change your life forever when it comes to this. I promise you, you will never, listen to me, like lock in right now, because you will never look at consistency the way you look at it ever again. The lack of consistency will never be an excuse, because I'm about to change your mindset when it comes to this. Are you ready? If you're ready, say, let's get it. Okay, I didn't hear you because I can't hear you, but I feel like you said it anyway in my soul. So listen, the number one excuse that I used to give myself that so many people give themselves, and I ask the question every time I'm speaking. I'm like, hey, who in here has a problem with consistency? And everybody raises their hand. And I'm like laughing inside because I'm like, okay, they're about to get their mind blown. Because I used to be this person probably like 2 years ago until I really understood what consistency is. So what I do is I tell people, okay, cool. You have a consistency problem. It's keeping you from, you know, showing up every single day. It's keeping whatever. You have a consistency problem. I ask them this. I say, how many of you guys have worked a job? And it depends where I'm doing it because it's so funny because sometimes I'm speaking to companies and I'm like, hey, listen, like, let me rephrase this. How many of you worked a job in the past? Because I don't want people to raise their hand. I've had people like raise their hand like, okay, you're getting fired right now. So I say, how many of you have worked a job in your life that you've hated? And most people raise their hand. Or I'll ask this question too. How many of you guys have went to school, elementary, high school, even college, and you hated it, but you still went every single day? Everybody raises their hand, okay? And I say, And I say, okay, how many of you guys are gonna have a consistency problem? Everybody raises their hand. So I said, let's break this down. So you're telling me this, and this is a revelation that I had in my own life one day. I looked in the mirror and was like, because I used to be that person. Oh, I'm not consistent. I have a consistency problem until I realized this. So I said, you're telling me this. You've been going to a job every single day that you hate, that you do not like, right? It makes you throw up in your mouth. You hate it. You hate going to, you hate your coworkers. You hate your boss. You hate everything about the job, but you still go. And everybody's like, yeah. I said, okay. You've been going to school for 20, 12, 15 years. You don't like the teachers. You like nothing about school, but you go every single day, right? Or you win every single day. And everybody's like, yeah. So I asked the question, like, why? And the funny thing about it is people will be like, well, I had to go. I had to go to school. I had to go to work. And I was like, you didn't have to do anything. They're like, no, I had to. And I said, okay, why did you have to? I'll pick a person that said, well, if I didn't go to work, then I would get fired. And if I got fired, then I wouldn't have any money. If I didn't have no money, then I would lose my car, or lose my house. And then a whole bunch of stuff would happen in a negative way if I didn't go to work. So, okay, that's fair. I said, well, what about y'all with school? Well, if I didn't go to school, then, you know, I couldn't further my education. Or if I didn't go to school, I would fail out. If I didn't go to school, I couldn't play sports because I would have bad grades. I said, okay, that's fair enough. And I said, well, tell me this. So basically, the reason why you're consistent is because you understand the risk of not showing up, right? Is that fair? You understand what's going to happen if you don't show up. You feel it. And everybody's like, yeah. So does this make any sense? And I do this again, and I'm asking you right now. So you're consistent to things that you hate, but a lot of y'all can't be consistent to the things that you love, right? And it's like, yeah. So like, how does that work? How can you be consistent at something that you hate, but you can't be consistent at something that you say that you love? So you're telling me you can show up for a job that you hate every single day, but you can't show up for your dreams every single day? So you're telling me that you can show up for school for 20 years that you don't even like, but you can't show up for your dreams every single day? How does that work? But you got a consistency problem, right? But you can show up for things that you hate consistently, but you have a consistency problem. No, you don't. And listen, this is the thing. I'm passionate about this. Whew. This is the thing I want to tell you right now. You do not have a consistency problem. You don't. What you have is a commitment problem. What you have is understanding how important this is problem. What you have is an understanding that my life depends on this problem. And so if you can show up to things that you hate, then you can show up to things that you love consistently. You just got to understand the risk of not showing up. And that's the problem. A lot of us with our dreams and our visions that we never really like lived it, we don't understand the risk of not showing up for it. And so you have to program this in your soul. You have to feel this in your soul. Every day you don't show up, just like you know that if I don't show up for my job that I hate, what's going to happen? You have to know if I don't show up for my life, what's going to happen? Hello? You got to know if I don't show up, even on a funny level, like some of you, like with my kids, and this is like a revelation for me. Like I realized like, dang, I don't like changing my kids' diapers. Like, I enjoy nothing about changing Marley's diapers or Maya's diapers or Tristan when he was a baby. Like, it's terrible. And parents out there, you feel me. Especially when they eat the wrong thing. You're like, Lord. But you consistently show up every single day to change their diaper. And you know why? The first thing you tell yourself, because I have to. Because you understand if I don't change their diaper, a whole bunch of other nasty stuff is going to happen. Some of y'all pick up y'all's dog's poop every single day in the backyard. Because you understand if you don't pick up the poop, you might step on it. Your backyard is going to smell like you know what. You're consistent. Some of you brush your teeth. And some of y'all might love brushing your teeth, right? I like brushing my teeth. But some of you hate it. But you still do it every single day. Why? Because you understand if you don't brush your teeth, you understand your breath is going to be funky. And people are going to talk about you, right? You understand vividly what is going to happen. And the main thing is that you tell yourself that you have to. When are you going to start telling yourself that you have to show up for your life? Now, I'm apologizing for being passionate. I got to stop that. When are you going to tell yourself that you have to show up for your dream, for your vision? Like, that's the point of like visualizing. You have to know what's happening if you don't show up. And I'm going to break this down in a minute. So that's what changed my life when it came to consistency. I realized, I don't have a consistency problem. I have a commitment problem. I have a vision problem of understanding what's going to happen if I don't show up. So just think about it. There's people that's dependent on you to show up. And by you not showing up, they're losing. There's people depending on you being the greatest you. By you not being consistent and trying to do that every single day, you're losing. They're losing. By you not creating and giving that idea to the world, there's people who need that idea that's going to change their life. They're never going to get their life changed because you didn't want to be consistent at the thing that you say that you love. So let's have a real conversation, and let's be straight up. I got to ask you, do you really love it? Do you really care about it? Does it really mean that much to you? Because I see so many people talking about, this is my dream, this is my life, but they treat it like a hobby. And somebody told you before, if you treat your dreams like a hobby, don't get mad when your dreams give you hobby results, straight up. Oh, this means that much to me, but you do it sometimes. But you go to work every single day that you hate, but you do your dreams sometimes. And my dreams mean my life to me. That's what you say. If your dreams mean your life to you, if your vision means your life to you, if your business means your life to you, if whatever it is, being a parent, whatever it is, if it means that much to you, if it means your life to you, then you should act like your life depends on it. Because in reality, it does. Just like you have that same mindset with the job that you hate, my life depends on it. It's time to flip the script and tell yourself that my life depends on me showing up for my dreams. My life depends on me showing up for my vision. My life depends on me showing up for my kids. Whew, I know y'all feeling this right now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to break down things to you right quick. Okay, three things that could really help you as we wrap this up. Because I think that you get it now. This is one of these episodes that I want you to share with everybody. I want you to share with your employees. I want you to share with your family. I want you to share with your kids, because we got to throw the consistency excuse out the window. Because when it really means that much to you, you're going to show up consistently, like with football, and you're going to go through it. It wasn't nothing I liked about being in Waco, Texas, in Texas heat in the summer. Wasn't nothing I liked about it. It's hot. Like, it's 120 degrees on field turf. Hot. 12 p.m. Hot. We running gassers. Nothing I liked about it. I knew what I wanted for my life. I knew what I wanted out of my dream. So I was willing to go through that consistently every single day. Blood, sweat, and tears every single day, because the reward that I wanted for my life was worth the struggle. And that's a question, a conversation that you got to have for yourself. Because for some of us, the reward isn't worth the struggle. And that's why you're struggling. Or you don't understand the value of the reward. But like I said in my mantra, I tell myself every single day, I know at the end of every single struggle, reward rests there. I know only way to get to it is to go through it. So let's break this down. Remember this quote. Okay, I'm going to give you three things to really help you like mantra this into your soul with consistency. Whew, man. And listen, I'm coming out with a course later on this year that will dive into championship mindset, because you guys love the commitment. I talked about commitment on New Year's, that New Year's week. Go listen to that if you need a reminder on that. This is consistency, right? This is two of the five traits of championship mindset. So I know you guys are ready for that, and I'll let you know more information later on in the year. Okay, let's wrap this up, though. Quote, this is one of my favorite. I said about all my quotes, but literally, like, this is one of these quotes that people are like, oh, wow. Remember this quote. Success doesn't depend on world-class talent. What it does depend on, though, is world-class consistency. I didn't have the though in there, by the way. That's just me talking. So I'll put it in proper terms for you guys. Success doesn't depend on world-class talent, but it does depend on world-class consistency, okay? You cannot be uber successful if you don't have consistency. Three things that I need you to understand with consistency that's going to help you be more consistent, okay? Number one, you have to feel vividly. I'm talking about, it got to hurt your soul, bro. Like, you got to feel it in your soul. Just like you feel it not showing up to that job that you hate, you got to feel it in your soul. You got to feel vividly what's going to happen if you don't show up. There's times where I don't feel like doing it, but then I feel vividly What's going to happen if I don't show up? There's times where some of you don't want to be a parent. Let's be real. Even myself, like, man, I got to take my kid to school today. I don't feel like it, but I know I have to. I know if I don't show up in certain areas of my life, what's going to happen? I understand vividly what's going to happen. And so I need you to get to that place with your dreams and your vision. And I know it's hard when you never lived it before, but that's why it's important to visualize yourself at that pinnacle, at that place, at that destination, because now you feel, oh, if I don't show up for this, what's going to happen? Or what's never going to happen if I don't show up? Okay, so number one, feel vividly what's going to happen if you don't show up. Or feel vividly what's not going to happen if you don't show up. Okay? Number two, understand who's dependent on you to take your life to the next level. Because as human beings, we go hard for ourselves. And that's great. That internal motivation, inspiration is what's needed. I feel like it's needed more than anything else. But when you understand people are dependent on you, when you understand people are counting on you, as humans, we operate in a whole different level. So if I'm you, I'm feeling vividly, again, I'm writing a list down of people who are dependent on me to show up. And maybe it's an audience that you haven't even created yet. I did that with rehabbers. I was like, man, my audience isn't big, but I know there's a world full of people who need this message. And if I just keep going, if I keep grinding, because we talked about this before, all the journey of success is simply closing the gap between your vision and your reality. That's it. And consistency is a great way to close that gap. And so I felt vividly, I saw it like, man, if I don't close this gap, there's a world full of people who I know needs my message, who I know needs rehab time that's never going to get it, right? The message is never going to get to their heart if I don't show up consistently every single day. Okay, so that's number two. The third thing that I remind myself, and this is just real, I remind myself that I'm replaceable. And I know some of you thinking right now that you're not replaceable. There's never going to be another you, okay? Let's get that understood. Because I know a lot of y'all are going to be like, there's nobody like me. Yes, there's nobody like you. But I promise you, there's somebody who can do the job like you. I used to think that in my professional NFL career, that it was only one me. And then when they cut me, there was another person in the next day, the same day, actually. And I was at home. And guess what? The ship kept moving on. I remember in sports, I got injured and I thought, oh, man, my team's going to need me. They're going to miss me. Yeah, they missed me. But guess what? The show was still going on. You're replaceable. I want you to understand that. And I hope that lights a fire under your butt. I hope that lights a fire in your soul that makes you know that, listen, you got to let go of ego. I tell myself every single day in the most positive way. My friend Tom Bilyeu is a believer in this. Like, I love Tom for this. He says, like, you're not good enough. And basically, in my terms, you're telling yourself that you suck in a good way, because it's not to diminish your self-esteem. But the thing that I tell myself very often, people ask, how'd you get to the NFL in that level? It's because I told myself that I was never good enough. Even when I was breaking records, even when I was a legend at Baylor, I was still telling myself, nah, there's more work to be done, because what I'm going for is something insane. I lost track of that once I got to the NFL, and that's why I fell off. But with rehab time, this last decade, I always tell myself, like, don't get full of yourself. Like, you're not good enough. Your best can get better. Your greatness can become legendary. There's always a next level. Always a next level. And that helps me be consistent in everything that I do. Because when you start feeling yourself, that's when you start falling off. Okay? So, three things. Number one, feel vividly what's going to happen if you don't show up. Number two, understand who's dependent on you to take your life to the next level. Number three, understand that you are replaceable. Understand that you always can grow. Because if you're not growing, then guess what's happening? You're dying. Right? I'm not talking about physically death, but I'm talking about, you know, with your dreams, with your vision, with your gifts, with your talents, all of those things. What I want you to do right now, I want you to do this exercise, okay? Because I really want you to understand the meat of this podcast episode about consistency. Like, I already know when I talk about this, people's minds are blown. They're like, oh, you changed my life forever when it comes to consistency. It happens every time I talk about this, because nobody has talked about consistency in this way. I've never heard anybody break it down this simple in this way. And I want you to really feel this. So write down every area in your life that you're consistent. Okay, be real with yourself, because you can't grow by lying to yourself. Does no good to lie to yourself, right? So write down every area in your life that you've been consistent at. Whatever it is, it can be the simple thing of feeding your kids every single day. You've been consistent at it. It can be washing clothes. It could be, you know, cleaning up the house. It could be like the simplest thing. It could be showing up to a job that you hate. And write down next to that why you're consistent at it. And I promise you, I guarantee you that the reason you're consistent is because either your life depends on it, is because you understand vividly what's going to happen if you're not consistent. Like, you understand the outcome. You understand the outcome. Even though you haven't experience the outcome. You forward thinking, you understand the outcome. Now, I want you to write down areas of your life that you're not consistent, okay? That you want to be consistent in. And I want you to write down whatever you're driven by. Some people are driven by pain. Some people are driven by pleasure. So if you're driven by pain, I want you to write down what it's costing you by not showing up. Maybe you're never going to be that person that you want to be, right? Maybe your family is going to suffer if you want to take it that level by you not showing. Whatever it is for you, whatever drives you, or maybe it's a pleasure thing. Maybe it's saying, okay, for me to be more consistent, if I'm more consistent, I'm going to be this person. And maybe that drives you. Maybe that pulls you forward. I'm more of a pain type of person. I more feel like if I don't show up, what I'm going to lose in my life. But write this down, and I want you to really concentrate on it. And what I want you to do as an exercise is I want you to find one area in your life. I don't want you to do 100 things. I want you to find something new, something that has nothing to do with anything that you're trying to do, something new. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's reading a book every day, something that you are currently, maybe it's picking up a new sport. I think that's dope. And we'll do a podcast over there. Maybe it's you never play basketball and you say, okay, I'm going to play basketball. I want you to do something and I want you to be consistent at it. Okay. And I want you to tie an emotion to your decision. And what that means is I'm going to be consistent at this because this is going to happen if I don't, or this is going to happen if I do. And I want you to find an area in your life where you can be consistent. It could be washing, folding clothes every single month. I don't care what it is, but I want to teach you. And hopefully, you know now at the end of this podcast that you don't have a consistency problem. But what you do have is a commitment problem. And what you do have is an understanding that your life depends on this problem. It's an understanding that other people's lives depend on this. Okay? I hope that you get this. I hope that you continue to take your life to the next level. I hope that I just didn't inspire you, but I hope that I created action in you. Because application creates transformation. If you just listen to these podcasts, just to listen to it, you're doing yourself a disservice. Okay, listen to apply. Send me your notes. Send me everything I talked about. Write it down. Let me know what you're going to do. I'm going to share it on my stories. But go make the world respect your greatness and go become legendary. Remember, if you want to get your name in the Hall of Fame of your life, right? You want to reach Hall of Fame status in your life and your journey, whatever it is that you want to do, just know it's not possible without consistency, right? You don't become legendary without consistency. Consistency makes you a go-to person, and it's time for you to be that go-to person. Like I say in every single message, podcast, episode, video, it all starts with you. You keep moving forward, let nothing hold you back. You LB, be it, live it, breathe it, be it, and you never let this world take your smile. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.